FMK. It's gonna rock ya. This is the Extra Hot Grape Podcast, episode 232, for the week of December 31st, 2018. I am the fourth state of FMK plasma, and I'm here with Mary, Mary, quite contrary, Sarah D. Bunting.
How does your garden grow?
Killer Queen, Tara Ariano.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
And hardcore polygamist, Ryan, Nick, Ryan Wilkes. Fuck!
Damn it. Mary killed.
Well, you know what? In the spirit of this being shit show, Nick Ridewell Jones. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I apologize. I got mealy mouth there for a second. Nick is back. Thanks for coming back after a couple weeks off. And
I needed it after that last one. But okay, I'm rested and ready.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to, I think, maybe the ninth fuck, marry, kill episode of Extra Hot Great, in which you challenge us with triptychs of items from TV, in which we have to decide which one we would fuck, which one we would marry, and which one we should kill.
Let's do it, and then kill it, and then marry it.
Okay. We'll go round robin in each one. We'll introduce who suggested and the theme, if appropriate. Here we go. Tara's first. I'll read yours, Tara.
Okay.
Joelle from Regina, hold for giggles, is giving you TV nemesis.
Mm.
Deborah Messing. Mm-hmm. I feel like we get this one each time. Deborah Messing.
Yeah.
Julie Bowen.
Yeah.
Betty White.
I mean, historians can go back through and see if I've answered this one differently, because I feel like we've had this one before, and it does change. I'm going to kill Betty White. She's basically almost dead anyway. That feels obvious. I guess I'm going to marry Julie Bowen. She's reportedly negotiating for another season of Modern Family, so she's comfortable. And that means I'm going to fuck Deborah Messing like I fuck her up every day on Twitter. Am I right?
All right,
Nick, it's your turn. Still from Joelle. Theme is spy shows.
Ooh.
The Americans, Alias, Archer.
Let's see. Americans, Alias, Archer. Okay, well, kill Archer because I never got into it. Fuck the Americans. I mean, both of them, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, marry Alias. You know, Ben Affleck screwed it up, but maybe I can do a better job. Okay, once again, Joelle from Regina, hold once again for giggles. Nemesis for you, Sarah. We have the lovely options of bees, raisins, and jazz.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow. Bees, raisins, and jazz. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill raisins.
Wow.
I'm going to fuck jazz because it'll go all night. And I'm going to marry bees.
I thought you were going to eat out a bee.
Oh. Very.
Gross.
Yeah. All right. Joelle's reign of terror continues for Dave. 80s TV dude icons. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you are getting this one, because I don't think I would know what to do with the following choices. Thomas Magnum, Michael Knight, Hannibal Smith.
Oh, okay. I think this one is pretty easy. So we're going to fuck Magnum.
Yeah.
Mustache rides 5 cents. We are going to definitely kill Michael Knight, a.k.a. The Hoff, played by The Hoff, because gross. Maybe, you know, at the time you would have different feelings in the 80s, but, you know, we have the benefit of hindsight to see what Michael Knight becomes in all his floor burger eating glory. And then I think we're going to marry Hannibal Smith, because, like, as far as life planning goes, you're going to spend your life with somebody. You know, you got the next 40, 50 years with one person. This is a person that plans. He loves it when a plan comes together. And the plan is your happiness.
Yep. I love it.
All right. Let's move on. Number two, law talking guy. Yeah. John B. He's given us robots. So Tara, okay. Here are your TV robots.
All right.
$6 Million Man, mm-hmm. The Bionic Woman, and Max, the Bionic Dog. Now, keep in mind that you're breaking up a family.
I understand. Whatever I do, I'm breaking up a family, though. I'm going to kill the Bionic Woman because I'm going to marry the Bionic Dog for obvious reasons, because I'm not going to fuck the Bionic Dog. So I guess that means I'm fucking Steve Austin. You know what? I'm fine with that.
You have the technology.
Indeed. All right. John apparently thinks you're a big nerd, Nick, because here are your choices. More robots. Daleks? Yeah. Cybermen? K-9? I believe these are all Doctor Who's.
Oof. Wow. Okay. Well, a show that I have never watched in any form. So... Uh-huh.
Hey, wait. Let me like roughly describe each one to Nick.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I appreciate it.
Okay.
The Daleks are the like pylon looking things with all the studs, right?
They look like an extended R2-D2, but they're all bronze, and they have like a mosquito. What are those things called at the end of the mosquitoes?
Proboscis?
Yeah, they got like a proboscis going on.
Okay, gotcha.
Number two.
Cybermen.
They are sort of like the Metropolis robot, kind of. C-3PO-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
But silver.
K-9
is a robot dog. We know Atara wants that robot dog action.
Well, I got to fuck the robot dog. I mean, it's acceptable because it's a robot. I'm going to kill the R2-D2-ish one, the Dalek. That doesn't sound that interesting.
The Daleks are always trying to kill you, too.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
That leaves marrying the Cyberman, who hopefully will be just as charming as C-3PO. So
it's very progressive of you to marry the Cyberman, too.
It goes pretty progressive to fuck the dog, too, but let's... Sarah, even more robots. Your choices are Tom Servo, Pro-T Robot, and Gypsy.
Which one is Gypsy again?
Gypsy is the one that's like a vacuum cleaner, I think.
Yeah, like one that's like hangs over. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll fuck that one then. Who knows what you could do with the vacuum? I mean... Speaking of progressive, I guess I'll be progressing to the emergency room. I will marry Tom Servo and kill Pro.
Yep.
All right. Yet more robots from Law Talking Guy to Dave. Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Sure.
Robot Devil. The Crushinator.
The Crushinator. Okay. I just want to say I had to organize this list, but I did my very best not to look at the ones I had to do. Bender, Robot Devil, and the Crushinator. All right. Well, you're definitely going to fuck the Crushinator, right?
Yeah.
Another trip to the ER.
You like them thick. I think out of the last two, you do not want to get into a marriage contract with the Robot Devil. I think that's a bad idea. Yeah. So I think we're going to have to kill the Robot Devil, which... You know, then brings up a whole bunch of other things. If you kill the Robot Devil, does he have success in Robot Hell? Are you therefore dooming Robot Hell? And then everybody that is in Robot Hell can now go back onto Earth. That's a consideration. But for me personally, I don't want to marry the Devil Robot. I want to kill him, which means then I would be marrying Bender. That's okay. I think Bender would largely leave me alone because he's really in love with himself. So I think it would be sort of a marriage of convenience.
I would also say in a lot of respects, you are married to Bender. I burp. I eat horribly. I fart a lot. I don't care about anyone but myself, etc.
You can bend steel with your bare hands.
I've seen worse Tinder profiles.
used to tour with Beck. Sure. I get it. All right. This is from Elan. He has for you, Tara, TV dogs. TV dogs. Okay. Not only TV dogs, TV cartoon dogs. So here we go. Mr. Peanut Butter, BoJack Horseman.
Yep. Yes.
Scooby-Doo from Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Sure.
And Brian Griffin from Family Guy.
All right. Well, I'm going to kill the dog from Family Guy because fuck that show.
Yep.
Not the... I'm going to fuck Scooby-Doo because I don't think we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Ruh-roh.
And therefore, that means I'm married to Mr. Peanut Butter. And frankly, I could do worse. So, God love that. God love that dog. That was easy.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
So this is still from Alon for Nick. TV ducks or duck Mary kill. See what he did there.
Nice.
Oh.
Daffy Duck, Launchpad McQuack, Duckman.
All right. I'm going to kill Duckman. I never I never watched that. I might have watched it once when I was like 10, but I don't know. He is uninteresting to me, so.
Plus, you have to put up a Jason Alexander's voice all the time.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, right. Yeah, even more kill. Okay, I'm going to marry Launchpad McQuack, because, you know, he's got a stable profession.
Plus that jaw.
And, yeah, I'll fuck Daffy Duck, because, you know, the reactions would be interesting.
Plus he's crazy.
I was going to say.
Yeah. More TV animals from Elon. We have TV cats this time. Salem from the OG Sabrina, not the, you know, weird new one. TV Garfield and Eek the Cat.
Eek the Cat.
Eek
is from
Nick. Nicktoons, I think.
I think that was the name of the show.
Oh, okay.
It's from it's from Deadwood.
Wow, Nick, good
such
callback.
Such an old callback.
Oh, geez. All right. So we have OG Sabrina, Salem, TV Garfield, and Eek the Cat. I have to kill TV Garfield because, come on.
Well, who wants to cook for him? Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. I guess I'll fuck Eek the Cat and then marry Salem.
Mm-hmm. Salem, you'd have fun.
Yeah. And it seems like there's like a familiar shape-shifting magical properties that might be useful for more than one night stand there. Way overthinking this. Also, ew. Dave.
Frankly, I think y'all are way underthinking these things, but that's just me. Okay.
A menu of TV bears. And here's where I make a Thomas Magnum joke. Just kidding. Your choices are Yogi Bear, Baloo, Tailspin Edition, and Petey the Sexual Harassment Panda.
Ugh, that last one. Okay. That's from South Park.
Yes.
What was the second one? Baloo?
Baloo. That's from Tailspin.
That's Tailspins, right? Yeah, okay. I think you fucked the Tailspin bear.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to get into that with the sexual harassment panda.
Mm-mm.
Even if, like, he secretly is doing that just to get that kind of attention, it's a real risk. So, let's just take him off the board. We're going to kill the sexual harassment panda, which means we got to marry Yogi. Boy, he's a flaky provider. Like he only provides by stealing from other people. He's always in the Jellystone Park stealing things from other people's picnic baskets. So
Also he wears a dickie and a necktie and a hat.
but man, I don't know if I really want to marry. I might have to change this up. I think marriage to Yogi, I mean, I have to be the breadwinner for both of us. He wouldn't really be contributing. So I'm going to have to amend this. We're going to have to fuck Baloo. We're going to have to marry this sexual harassment panda now, which means I guess I'm going to, you know, be an activist of some sort for the rest of my life. And we're going to kill Yogi. And that's how we do with TV bears.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Dave Snyder, who I believe helped us out on our Star Trek fantasy draft. For you, Tara, he has Simpsons minor characters.
Okay.
Blinky, the three-eyed fish.
Yep.
The inanimate carbon rod from Homer's Journey to Space.
Of course.
And Mr. Sparkle, who will banish you to the land of wind and ghosts.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to kill Blinky because he probably craves death anyway. He's the reason he has three eyes is that he's been exposed to radiation.
Yeah, you don't want to screw that, right?
No.
You don't want to be exposed to him long term.
Certainly not.
It's a good choice.
Okay, the rod, and what was the third one?
Mr. Sparkle.
Mr. Sparkle. Oh. I guess I'm going to fuck the rod. Seems obvious when you think about it. And
right. Show's over.
Listen, but because I'm not going to marry the rod, what am I going to say to a rod? Rod has nothing to say to me. Mr. Sparkle at least has a face.
Yeah, you don't speak Japanese, though.
I could learn.
Okay.
The rod's never going to be able to learn how to talk.
I guess it depends what you want out of the marriage. If you just want to, like, you know.
Is this a conversation we should be present for? Should Nick and I leave?
Like, the inanimate carbon rod gives you an opportunity to opt out of marriage.
Well, this is the thing. As always, this exercise is a crucible of what is important to one. Anyway, so yeah, I stand by that.
All right.
Kill Blinky, fuck Rod, marry Mr. Sparkle.
Okay. That's a great combo.
Tara story.
Title of your next book.
Dave Snyder is much kinder to you, Nick. He is giving you Good Placers, Jason, Tahani, and Chidi.
Oh, okay. As endearing as Chidi is, I got to kill Chidi because I think in practice, he would drive anyone crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would give you a stomachache.
Definitely don't want to. Well, boy. And then I'm torn. But then I've got to marry either Tahani or Jason, both of which would be entertaining, but also aggravating in their own way. So I'm going to.
Long term, short term ROI in play.
Yeah. I think I'm going to fuck Tahani and marry Jason.
Ooh, bad choice.
Yeah. I think that's what I do. Yeah.
I would like to think that I could change him.
We'd all like to think that.
Right? Yeah. All right, Sarah, again from Dave Snyder, Top Chef Peeps.
Oh. Okay.
Your choices are the Bald Avenger, Tom Colicchio, Padma Lakshmi, and Gail Simmons.
Immediately killing Padma, I can't with that one. It's down to fucking and marrying Calixi and Gail. Gail used to bug the shit out of me, but she has really grown on me in recent seasons. So I think I'm going to marry her. And because I get the feeling, don't ask me why, I get the feeling that when the cameras are not rolling, she swears a lot. And it's actually like my people and probably talks a lot of shit. Tom is okay and he can make me a sandwich after, but I'm merely going to fuck Tom Colicchio and marry Gail Simmons.
See, on the sandwich basis, that's why I would marry him.
Fair. All right. Dave Snyder has brought David T. Cole, Teen Titans.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, this is a no-win situation. Okay, go.
They're teens.
Yeah.
They're innocent.
In lies the challenge. Let's do it.
Yeah.
This is a woman who refused to marry a fish.
For the purposes of this podcast, they are all 19. Okay, go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Robin, Cyborg, and Beast Boy.
I have opinions. We've been watching the show, by the way, so I really have firm opinions now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening.
All right. I think you kill Robin because he's definitely the most annoying out of all those. Even though Beast Boy has an annoying cadence about him, Robin is definitely the most annoying character. He's a very bossy, presumed leader, and even though he doesn't demonstrate leadership abilities, so I think he would just be annoying to hang around with.
Correct.
So let's kill Robin. I think you got to marry Cyborg because he's definitely the most fun and he's got a lot of gadgets. So Let's just say we go camping. You don't have to bring anything. You just bring Cyborg. And then I guess then you fuck Beast Boy, which is weird because he's like definitely the youngest of them all. But he's 19 and 1 month versus everybody else who's 19 and 11 months.
And he could literally be a tiger in the sack because that's his superpower. He can change into animals.
And he's small and compact, so you can do some stuff, I guess. So, yeah, kill Robin, marry Cyborg, fuck Beast Boy. I don't like you, Dave. Okay, let's move on. Michelle Fortara, SNL peeps. This is a tough choice. Okay. Michael Shea. Colin Jost and Lauren Michaels. Lauren Michaels.
Oh, Jesus.
So Weekend Update dudes and the creator of the show, Lauren Michaels.
Oh, bastard. God. Well, I'm going to kill Che because he like came out defending Kevin Hart for his homophobic tweets. And so I'm going to kill him. I guess I'm going to have angry sex with Colin Jost and immediately kick him out. And then I'm going to marry Lorne Michaels because for whatever all his other faults are, he did have a good idea once. So those are my choices. Nick, Michelle has served you up some cranes as in Frasier.
Ooh.
Your choices are Frasier, and I should know.
Frasier.
Niles and Martin.
Okay. None of those would be a picnic to be married to, I'll tell you.
No.
That. but I think I'm going to marry Martin.
Yes.
Because he's at least predictable.
Mm-hmm. He comes with a dog.
Yeah.
He likes to sit in front of the TV.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he'd be self-sufficient, basically. That's important.
What do you mean he's self-sufficient? He needs therapy all the time.
Oh, well, but if he comes with Daphne, then, you know, you get more conversation.
Too, so. Okay. That's a good point.
I'm adding canon to this just as we.
Okay. But if he comes with Daphne, then he comes with Niles.
No.
Eddie, you mean?
Not necessarily.
Well,
oh, you mean Fred?
Niles is married to Daphne.
Because Daphne marries Niles eventually.
Oh, well, I stopped watching before they married, so.
Okay. Oh, okay. Headcanon. Here we go. All right.
Yes, my headcanon supersedes all. Anyway, I guess fuck Niles and kill Frasier, because Niles' hang-ups and eccentricities would be very interesting to witness in that context, and we've all seen enough of Frasier.
Insert toss salad and scrambled eggs joke here. Moving on.
All right. Sarah, for you, Michelle has TV law character archetypes. Your choices are TV judge, TV cop, TV DA.
Mm. Oh my God, this is really tough. Archetypes we're talking about here?
Character, just types of characters, yeah.
Types of characters. I think I'm going to kill the DAs.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to... Oh, gosh, I don't know. You know what? Judges are like, it's a nice, stable, not too dangerous living.
Yep.
And they like to wisecrack, in my experience. Also occasionally do magic, but we're just going to leave Judge Harry out of this. So I'm going to marry the judges and I'm going to fuck the cops because handcuffs.
Yep.
But I've said.
Mm-hmm. Nice perk.
Yeah.
All right. Hard left turn into Star Trek species from Michelle for Dave. A Ferengi.
Oh, no.
Klingon. A Kardashian.
Kardashian, I believe.
Me. Kill the Ferengi. You fuck the Klingon. You marry the Kardashian. Klingon's got to be an angry fuck. So,
yeah.
Sure, why not? Ferengi, a lot of backroom dealings and double backstabs and stuff. I don't want any part of that. So we're going to get rid of him. And just by the process of elimination, Kardashian equals marriage. But they do have an empire, even though they're fighting for it. You know, they do own Bajor. So, you know, there's probably some long-term governorships available for, you know, my husband who runs the terrible labor camp there. I'm not proud of myself, but I am looking for a stable future. Moving on.
Okay.
More from Elon. Game show wheels for Tara Ariano.
Okay.
The showcase showdown wheel.
Yeah.
The Wheel of Fortune, the Press Your Luck board, which is a wheel of sorts.
Oh,
sure. Yeah. I'm going to kill the Wheel of Fortune because you can just like swap numbers out. It feels very arbitrary to me. I don't trust that one. Also, it's near Pat Sajak and no, thank you. So I guess that means I'm going to fuck the Press Your Luck wheel because it's wild. And
because of the whammies.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to marry the Showcase Showdown wheel, a classic, an American icon, truly.
Yeah, good choice.
So beautiful and sparkly, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you guess the cost of your wedding within $100, you get both weddings.
Okay. Also from Milan for Nick, we have game show moments of drama. So we have The Steal, as on Family Feud, the $1 bid, Price is Right, and the judge reversal as seen on Jeopardy.
Oh, the judge reversal on Jeopardy. Oh, okay. I like all of these very much. All right. I'm going to marry the judge reversal because I like the, God knows I'm a trivia fiend and I love getting into, you know, debates about that kind of thing. So that would be fun. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kill the Family Feud steal because I don't really care for Family Feud. Mm-hmm. And gotta fuck that sweet, sweet $1 bid. It's just so satisfying in so many ways.
It's worth noting that the Jeopardy reverse judge is a premium sex position.
Okay, continuing from Elon, game show steak raisers for Sarah.
Okay.
We have the Daily Double, the 50-50 Lifeline, and the final offer from Deal or No Deal.
The 50-50 lifeline should be killed just on GP. So that's sad. So I guess I'm going to fuck the thing from Deal or No Deal. And I'm sorry, repeat the first one again, just so that I'm
Daily Double.
okay. I mean, I can't get this make it a true Daily Jumble fucking joke to work, so I have to marry that one and fuck the other one. That's just how it is over here. That's my answer. Wrapping up with Elon's game show theme, game show changes, David T. Cole.
Changes?
Changes. Changes.
Okay.
The host changes facial hair. The studio upgrades its technology, and all the prize values go up.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, I don't know if we're just supposed to presume he's talking about Alex Trebek here with the changing of facial hair. That is definitely
That's fair to presume.
It's definitely so. The most famous of them.
We're talking about Pat Sajak's mountain man beard. Everyone knows about that.
But also let's look at longtime hosts that say started in the mutton chop 70s, but ended their careers in the 90s. There's also that. There's not drastic sudden change. There's also gradual change. You know, do you want to have Wing Martindale from Tic-Tac-Toe with his mutton chop exist throughout your relationship with that facial hair? I don't know. So let us say that, I think you want to marry ever increasing prize values or prize values going up. That seems like a good future. I think you want to, therefore, I guess you're going to kill the tech and marry the concept of facial hair changing on hosts just because we strive to live in a world with opportunity and justice and self-determination.
But you're a bigamist, though, because you're already marrying the prize values. So you're fucking the facial hair.
Sorry. My apologies. We are going to marry the concept of allowing hosts to change their facial hair.
Ah.
We are going to, this is difficult. We're going to kill tech, and I guess we'll just fuck once for increased prize values and just see how that goes.
Well, they are rising.
All right. Mira asks Tara, hospital shows, ER, St. Elsewhere, Grey's Anatomy.
I'm going to kill Grey's as I did on my DVR very early on. Sorry, that last episode where Sandra Oh did not marry Isaiah Washington was me breaking up with that show. So kill Grey's. Oh.
Clune v. Denzel.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to marry ER because it had what it took for the long haul. That was one of the longer running shows, as it were. I mean, I guess Grey's is too, but don't care. And I guess that means I'm going to fuck St. Elsewhere, which had Denzel and Mark Armin. Not two shabs.
Okay, but consider this.
Who knows what happens when that kid shakes the snow globe?
Exactly. You're fucking him, but you're not really fucking him. It's just the kid imagining you're fucking him.
Weird
choice.
That's what the kid wants to imagine. It's really none of my business, I guess.
Sips tea.
Okay. For Mara has, some agency shows for Nick. Some of these making a second appearance in this round of FMK. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Alias, 24.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, kill Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for sure.
Ugh, tell kill. ABC because they still haven't.
Seriously, someone has to.
Yeah, I don't understand who, like, even the families of people that work on that show are like, we've had enough. But, and then 24 or Alias. I already married Alias, but between 24 and Alias, being married to Jack Bauer or fucking Jack Bauer would both be incredibly anxiety provoking.
Very true.
So, yeah, I mean, fuck Alias because of, you know, the costumes and wigs and stuff. A lot of potential there. Mm-hmm. And I guess marry Jack Bauer because he's just going to be gone all the time, you know, almost getting killed. So, you know, I'll just be cashing the paychecks and I'm fine.
Yep,
all right.
That's legit.
Sarah from Mira, you have cop shows Through the Ages, Law and Order, Hill Street Blues, and Homicide.
Oh, Homicide. I thought this was going to be Cinchy, and then here comes Homicide. I got to kill Hill Street. Sorry. It just hasn't held up well. So it's down to Law and Order and Homicide. Based on how much time I have spent in front of Law and Order, I'm basically married to it in some cultures already. So let's go with that. And then, I'm fine fucking Homicide.
A lot of attractive people.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yes, also Munch. All right, Dave, Mara would like to know, what you're going to do with the following TV cartoons.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
BoJack Horseman. Clone High.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. Gravity Falls, BoJack, Clone High. This one actually might not be that hard. I think you have to kill Gravity Falls because of the kid angle. There's really no other thing to do with them. And you definitely don't want to be married to anybody in BoJack Horseman because, oh boy, I already have enough of my own problems. I don't really need to carry all his on my back, too. So kill Gravity Falls, which means we're going to have to fuck BoJack Horseman, which is going to be harrowing in its own right and will leave a scar. But I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad as a lifetime with some of the characters on BoJack Horseman, which means, therefore, we are going to marry Clone High, which is interesting because, and even if your partner dies, there's probably a backup somewhere. So you're kind of like,
right.
Right. But then that brings up nature versus nurture. Is it really the same person? You know, like, blah, blah, blah.
I think it is.
Raise the roof. Raise it.
G-Spot rocks a G-Spot. At Giovanni.
Bien, I think.
Bien? Yeah. All right.
Bien.
Okay. For Tara, the faces of Julie Bowen. Well, Tara always gets Julie Bowen heavy entries. Yep. Carol Vesey from Ed, Denise Bauer from Boston Legal, Sarah Shepard from Lost.
I'm going to kill Carol because that's the one I know the most. I watched the most of Ed, probably, of all of those shows. And she was a real, as Kim Reed put it at the time, rag. And that was where the Julie Bowen hates began, in fact. So I guess that means I'm going to, I mean, it's really a toss up with these other two. I suppose I'll marry Sarah Shepard just to fuck with Jack Shepard, just to give him one more reason to be sad and get a dumb tattoo. And then fuck the one from Boston Legal.
Denise.
All right.
Here we go, Nick. Also from Giovanni BNA. TV Transportation. Your options are the Pacific Princess, a.k.a. the Love Boat, Super Train, and the Partridge Family Bus.
Oh, God.
Could someone explain to me Super Train? I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, that's the Rob Lowe one, right?
That was Atomic Train. I don't actually know what Super Train is.
Here, I'm going to look it up as you, I'm going to say, let's see, Super Train. I remember, that was the NBC show that like cost $1 billion, right?
Was it?
It was one of the information facts on the
30 Rock from
machine.
The computer, yes.
Super Train is an American TV drama adventure series that ran on NBC from February to May 1979. 9 episodes were made, including a pilot. It's about a nuclear-powered bullet train that was sort of like a cruise ship. And production troubles. Super Train is the most expensive series ever aired in the United States at the time. Beset by problems, combined with a boycott of the 1980 Summer Olympics.
Okay.
It really put NBC behind the eight ball, basically.
So long story short, a lot of drama with Super Train.
Super Train is considered one of TV's greatest flops.
I need to see this show, first of all. I'm gonna seek this out. This is a Christmas break opportunity. Sexy high-speed train in the 70s? I'm fucking that thing.
Hey, you can set one of your plays on it.
Yeah, no, I would do an immersive show on that train in a second, yeah. There's the Love Boat and the Partridge Family Bus. I guess marry the Love Boat because you get to travel. Partridge Family Bus, yeah, kill. I can't stand the Partridge Family.
So. Okay, so you're fucking the Super Train, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how fast it goes? It's a nuclear-powered bullet train. Like, you may not survive this.
But what a way to go.
I'm willing to take the risk, yes. What a way to go, yeah.
It's going
to
leave a big hole in you. That's it.
When that train goes into the tunnel, oh, baby.
That's no light. That's my life.
Oh, boy.
Sarah, all right. Also from at Giovanni BN, this is very interesting. Faces of Jack Wagner.
Important, very important.
All right, Frisco Jones from General Hospital. The only one I know, Dr. Peter Burns from Melrose Place, and Mick Turner from Wedding March.
Yep, Sarah knows that one.
Oh, this is tough. all right, I'm just going to marry Nick Turner from Wedding March because someone in that fucking series needs to fucking marry the guy.
Yep.
Which keeps not happening. Spoiler, whatever. I'm going to fuck Frisco because that was like my first celebrity crush and despite the mullet, still holds up. Dr. Peter Burns had like some weird thing going on with his tooth. He's had it fixed by now, but it was really creepy. And so as much as it pains me to kill any Jack Wagner, that's the one I'm killing. It's Dr. Peter Burns.
Yeah.
Does Dave know TV aliens? Because Giovanni BNA has one more round for us.
All right.
Dave?
Yep.
What's it going to be? Alf? Mork? Or Dick Solomon?
Mork. Well, sorry, what was the last one? I my brain
Dick
went
Solomon,
out.
Dick Solomon, John Lithgow John from Lithgow Third Rock from the Third Sun. Rock.
Okay. Kill. Yeah. Oh, boy. Guys, I'm sorry. I know. I think you got to kill Mork because all that nervous energy makes me nervous. Yes. I'd rather just have him off the board.
Hard agree.
Yeah. Plus, he ages backwards. That's kind of weird. I don't really know if I want to deal with that. In a marriage, at death, you have to take care of an egg. Like, no thanks. Okay, so he's off the board. We kill him. So we're going to marry Dick Solomon or Alf. Alf is very, he really depends on the kindness of Earth strangers to get along. You know, he's there glomming off the whatever Tanners. No, that's the other show.
Yeah. Alf is the Tanners. Yeah.
It was okay. So I think we're going to fuck Alf so that we can marry Dick Solomon, who, even though he's sort of a clueless alien, he's got a house, you know, like he's doing something. He's providing for his family under pretty challenging circumstances. So I think if he were to like let go, not feeling the need to gather data on Earth and just like become a citizen of Earth, I think he could really do things. So if I could convince him as part of marriage to really commit to the relationship, then I think he's going to become even a better career person, sort of a more caring person. His mind will be off other things, but let's not forget that we're fucking elves, so that's going to be weird.
Hey, have someone to process that with.
Sheena in London, Ontario, hello, fellow Ontarioite, is giving everybody shows Fox killed in the early aughts.
Oh,
Tara,
boy.
Your collection is Family Guy, remember, canceled.
Yeah.
Brought back, though. Firefly, canceled.
Yeah.
Never brought back as a series, but as a movie, and then canceled again forever and ever. Undeclared.
Oh, I'm going to marry Undeclared. Certainly the my favorite of the bunch. I won't say it's, you know.
Yeah, you don't want angry letters from nerds.
No, I don't.
In Firefly, they went through the education of their own type.
I'm going to kill Family Guy because, you know, it's apparently unkillable, so it doesn't really matter what I do. And that means I'm going to fuck Firefly. And you know what? I could do worse. There's a lot of hot on that show. Yep. And I would not be bored. Depending on my mood, I would find lots of options that would satisfy any of them.
Not only is there a lot of hot on Firefly, there's like no not hot on Firefly.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's true.
Plus, Joan Holloway's in an episode, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got
her in two episodes.
Good choice.
Yep. All right. Sheena in London, Nick, would like you to consider these even more Fox Aughts cancellations. Freaky Links.
Freaky Links.
I knew it was going to be in there.
That 80s show. Oh. And Wonderfalls.
Wonderfalls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nick, did you like Wonderfalls when it came out?
Initially I liked it, and then I revisited it a little bit later and was like, oh, it was just, you know, I liked it because it was different than other things on TV, but now that there are good things on TV, I don't like it anymore.
That's fair.
But the other two I haven't even watched a minute of. That 80s show can fuck itself. So I'm going to kill that one.
Yeah.
I guess I'll marry Freaky Links because I think there were some, you know, interesting adventures involved in it, in theory, you know, from the early days of the World Wide Web. I'll fuck Wonderfalls because, you know, it would be interesting to see like what inanimate objects come to life and, you know, tell me to try different positions and stuff.
Plus you'd have a souvenir of the night. So, you know, you got that. Something to remember it by.
Okay, Sarah, even more. shows canceled by Fox in the aughts, you have The Tick, Greg the Bunny, and Andy Richter Controls the Universe.
I'm going to kill Greg the Bunny because funny. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Plus that weird meeting we took at the Greg Bunny production offices once inside baseball. It was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
You guys suppressed that, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. All the more reason to kill that show. My other choices are The Tick and
Andy Richter Controls the Universe.
Andy Richter Controls the Universe. I'm comfortable with Andy Richter controlling my home universe. I think that's fine. I think we'll get along. Plus, generally, he's a good sidekick. So I think he can play both universe controller and sidekick, and we'll get along fine. So I guess I'm fucking The Tick, and then we are going to spoon.
Was Andy Richter Controls the Universe, was Paget Brewster in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, he can get it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That show was good. We liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. All right, wrapping up Fox Aughts canceled times. Dave,
yeah,
please contemplate Dark Angel, Harsh Realm.
Oh, Harsh Realm! Yeah.
And of course, The Lone Gunman.
Wow, two definite attempts to recapture the X-Files success in Harsh Realm, Lone Gunman, and Dark Angel was definitely adjacent. Oh boy, I have a soft spot for Lone Gunman. It wasn't a bad show, it was just never really going to be a compelling show for a lot of people. It was way too niche. And also, let's not forget the weird Twin Towers episode that really was creepy after 9/11 when they basically
look it up.
You know what, I want to marry the Lone Gunman. They're kind of weirdly geeky adorable. I think it'd be just fun, even if it's sort of more like a communal marriage, you know. It's just a sort of weird kind of four-person marriage. I think it would be fun, and we could definitely do some
quadruple
good D&D campaigns probably with them. So
they'll have good snacks probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they might be the kind of people that are just like too socially inept to really expand their snack horizon beyond just what they're used to. Like, they're creatures of habit, right? So if they started snacking on pretzel rods when they were 16 and that was their thing, they're not, they're still snacking on pretzel rods now. And pretzel rods. Harsh Realm, I guess, Dark Angel has, well, who's the Jessica Alba's Dark Angel, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You still have to do a fuck and a kill. Your marriage is off the
table. I guess we'll fuck Dark Angel and we'll kill Harsh Realm.
That makes sense to me.
Harsh Realm sounds harsh. Dark Angel, you know, Jessica Alba's not my thing, but, you know, would kick her out of bed for crackers.
Feline DNA, though.
It's one night. It'll be fine.
Dan Cassino brings us TV detectives for Tara.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Colombo.
Right.
Theo Kojak. Adrian Monk. Colombo, Kojak, and Monk.
I never knew that Kojak had a first name before. That's good trivia. Colombo. Okay, I'm going to marry Colombo. Duh.
Makes eggs. Why not?
He makes eggs. He doesn't make them right, but at least he tries. And, you know, he doesn't seem like he's too fussy about whether I stay 100% on top of the laundry, judging by the rumpledness. So marry Colombo.
Just one more question. Will you make me the happiest man alive?
So I guess, wow.
Look, can I just say it? You can't fuck Monk.
That is the question.
I mean, if you try to fuck Monk, what's going to happen?
You're going to end up killing him. He'll have a stroke.
Yeah, I think I'm going to fuck Kojak. Kojak seems like he's up for it. I'm going to fuck Kojak. Sorry, I'm going to kill Monk. Sorry, Sarah.
That's okay. I'd do the same.
Yeah, okay. Monk is like, I mean, I'm very type A, but like not to that degree. And I can't have that energy coming back at me. So yeah, marry Columbo, kill Monk, fuck Kojak. Nick, more TV detectives from Dan Cassino.
All right.
Dr. Temperance Brennan from Bones. Mm-hmm. AKA Bones. Veronica Mars and Jane Tennyson from Prime Suspect. I gather that's Helen Mirren, unless they used the same name again for Maria Bello.
They did not.
Marry Veronica Mars, assuming we're talking about, you know, age appropriate marriage setting, because I love Veronica Mars and have ever since I first saw her.
Well, she was legal age by the end of the series, so
yeah, by the end of the series, fine. Totally. Do I bone bones? Mm. Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not going to not fuck Helen Mirren, so yeah, got to kill Bones.
Yeah, makes sense
to live by.
Yep.
All right, Sarah, more TV detectives.
Okay.
Superintendent Christopher Foyle, Inspector Endeavor Morse, and there is a clarification here, the old one, not the hot young one. I don't know what that means, but I know you all. And Father Brown.
Father Brown? I don't think I know who Father Brown is.
There's a TV detective. I don't know who he is, but...
Okay. So let's kill Father Brown. Let's definitely marry Foyle, because I've seen his house, and it's amazing. Beautifully decorated. I'd have to drive him everywhere, but that's okay. I like to drive, because I'm controlling that way. He has a very sexy lilt and very dry sense of humor. Like, when you first look at him, he doesn't look like much, but he's definitely got some.
Mm-hmm.
The clarification, and it's the old Inspector Morse. I mean, okay. Yeah, I don't think it would have made much difference, but I guess I'm fucking him, and sorry, Father Brown.
I got some information on Father Brown, just in case it, you know, changes your mind. Brackets, it won't.
Okay.
Set in the early 50s in Britain, he is a Catholic priest detective of some sort.
Uh-huh.
With no chin.
He is called Father Brown because he's really into scat play.
Scat play / dad play.
Standing by my original decision. All right. Yet more TV detectives from Dan the Big Casino.
Mm-hmm.
You are choosing among Jessica Fletcher, Mary Beth Lacey. That's the Tyne Daly half of Cagney and Lacey. And Maddie Hayes of Moonlighting.
All right, Maddie Hayes, Lacey or Cagney, one of those.
Lacey. Yeah.
And Murder, She Wrote, Jessica. Okay, let's see. I'm going to work this. Let's... Maddie really has commitment issues. So, boy, marriage is a tough sell with Maddie. Jessica Fletcher is a billion years old. But she has a steady job. But trouble follows her around. She seems to live in a town where everybody dies all the time. Okay, we're gonna fuck Lacey. We're gonna marry Fletcher. We're gonna kill Maddie.
Yeah.
I really can't think of any other way that would go.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
All right, we're getting towards the end, guys. From Corey A-H.
Corey A-H, yep.
Not a boy, Corey.
Lady Corey.
Colorful character, Stara. Mm-hmm. Rose Nylund. Mm-hmm. Red Foreman, Murphy Brown. And we know why she's called Murphy Brown. She learned it from her dad.
I'm going to marry Red because he calls teenagers a dumbass, and so do I. I love Red. Love him on Patriot also, the great Kurtwood Smith. I'm therefore going to... I guess I'm going to fuck Murphy Brown because we know she... she's, according to Dan Coyle, a loose woman. Even though I kind of want to kill her for how bad the new season of the show is, but I won't. I'm gonna fuck Murphy Brown, and I'm gonna kill Rose because I've already killed Betty White once. I will have to do it every time she comes up. Apparently,
on and off the page, Tara has her covered.
That's right. For Nick, Corey A.H. has army ranks, but specifically Dick Sargent, Lee Majors, and the general bit from How I Met Your Mother, where they salute.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely marry the general bit from How I Met Your Mother, because my actual wife, Alexis, and I use that constantly. Then Dick Sargent is...
Bewitched.
He's one of the Darrens from Bewitched, yes.
Right.
The second, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to fuck him to see what she does with her nose in response to that.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'll kill Lee Majors because,
Yep.
And Sarah, also Corey A.H., you have non-human characters. Okay. So you have Janet from The Good Place.
Oh. Not a robot.
Not a girl. Data from Star Trek The Next Generation and Pimpbot 5000 from Conan.
Aw, Pimpbot.
I'm gonna kill Data. I'm sorry. I just feel like there's too many things that he needs explained to him. And the makeup narrative is inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
So I will fuck the pimp bot, and then you have to marry Janet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Endless source of fascination.
The skirt suits alone and getting to borrow those. Come on.
No question.
All right, Dave. Corey H. has tasked you with TV chairs. The Iron Throne. Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, I think Cherry's a child. Okay, yeah.
And Central Perk's couch.
Iron Throne, Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse, and...
the couch at Central Perk.
Ugh, couch. Perk. All right, let's kill the couch from Central Perk.
Really?
Oh, really?
My least favorite part of Friends, the coffee shop. Yeah.
So you're either fucking or marrying a simpleton child.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but look, if we're just going to go with
this is terrible, Corey.
If we're dismissing the couch right away by killing it, that means we got to fuck or marry the Iron Throne, and really, it's, you know, it's cold, it's pointy. Do you want to fuck the Iron Throne? Probably not. So you're gonna have to marry the Iron Throne, which Iron Throne. That's a different, yeah, game of warmth, game of comfort. So the Iron Throne you're going to have to marry, which, oh boy, so then you got to, like, stay in power and a lot of...
Well, yeah, it means you get to rule. That's pretty good.
Marrying the Iron Throne is what everyone's trying to do on that show,
I know, but it's not like you get it and it's yours without challenges. You have to keep it.
Oh, no, so someone immediately is trying to poison you, but, yeah, still. Yeah.
Dig into
that
delicious
marriage,
pie.
Well, that's marriage, Dave. You can't take it for granted.
Hey! okay, kill... We got to kill the couch. We're going to... marry the Iron Throne, which means, I'm sorry, Cherry, I don't know how old you are. Let's just hope that you're like a sling blade thing. And even though it's in poor taste, we're technically within legality here to fuck Cherry, the chair.
So you're taking Cherry's. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah.
Well, here we all are together, Corey.
Greg is challenging us all with Great British Bake Off things. For Tara Ariano, you have your choice of Mary Berry, Paul Hollywood, or Prue.
Okay, I've never watched the show, but I live in the world, so I'm going to kill Paul Hollywood.
He's already fucking a 19-year-old anyway, so...
Oh, he is? God damn it, Hollywood.
Yeah, if everything I've been given to understand about Paul is that he's kind of a douche, starting with he was the only one who stayed with the show when it moved off BBC, which means he's not a team player. Also, kind of like just smarmy, and his name is Hollywood. So, Paul Hollywood, I'm going to kill. I'm going to marry Mary Berry, obviously, the master baker who can keep me in delicious treats all the time. And so I will fuck Prue, who may also be a baker on she's the new Mary. But if she's the new Mary, she's only a pretender to Mary's throne.
On the Iron Throne.
Great British Bake Off things for Nick. Soggy bottoms. Handshakes. And proving.
Okay. I have not really watched the show enough to know what most of these are.
I know that handshakes is something that when Paul shakes your hand, it's very meaningful because he doesn't do it for everybody.
Okay.
Soggy bottoms are something you don't want in a pie.
Sure.
Right.
Proving is proofing. We call it proofing.
Okay. Well, in that case, I mean, boy, it's like, you know, fucking soggy bottoms is like such a obvious go-to. But actually, I'm going to marry the soggy bottoms because, as someone who has attempted to, you know, bake and cook various things that haven't always come up perfectly, but have still been delicious, I think I'm going to give soggy bottoms a chance.
Yep.
I think they would still be delightful.
Very open-minded of you.
Yeah. I'm going to kill the handshake because fuck Paul Hollywood. And again, not literally. And yeah, I guess I'll fuck the proving. You know, as someone with celiac, I think that would be dangerous, but to actually, you know, interact with
living on the
dough
edge
that way. But yeah, exactly. You know, go big or go home. All right, Sarah. Sue Perkins, Mel, I'm sorry, I'm going to Dave the last name here, Giedroy.
Dave the last name. Is that?
And Sandy Toksvig.
Oh, that's tough. Well, a couple of years ago, my husband and I dressed as Sue and Mel for Halloween. He was the Sue. So I'm going to marry Sue.
No.
I guess I'm going to go fuck myself and fuck Mel. And I like Sandy, actually, but she's just way too short for me. So, like, she's great, but she actually probably wants to kill herself having to deal with Noel all the time. So, he's not that bad either. I like the new one fine. I'm not a crackpot, but I still have to kill Sandy. Sorry, Sandy. Okay, Dave, here's your Great British Bake Off rack. Cooling rack of items. Bread week?
Yeah.
Pastry week? Or biscuits week?
Bread, pastry, and biscuits. Now, I have to go back into my biscuits are not biscuits. Biscuits are cookies.
And they're supposed to snap.
Cookies, but not everything that we think of a cookie, but okay.
They're digestives.
Yeah. It's going to get gross, but I think we got to fuck the bread, right? Because it's the most, just physically, it's the thing you can stick your dick in the easiest, right?
Sure.
And it's not sticky like a pastry, and it's not hard and crumble. Like, you can cut yourself on a cookie. Like, what if there's like a macadamia nut or something in there? It's like game over.
Way to be practical, Dave.
So we are going to fuck bread week. And by fuck bread week, I mean 1 week, 24/7, nonstop fucking bread. Whole wheat, rye, sourdough, and of course, pumpernickel.
The filthiest bread of all.
So pastry and biscuit. Oh boy, biscuit week's just so much fun. I want to live in biscuit week. So let us marry biscuit week, because I think that has legs, so to speak. And then, of course, we have to kill pastry week. I'm not big on pastries. I like my desserts, when I do eat them, to be sort of hard and dusty. So we'll kill pastry week.
Makes sense to me.
All right. So now we're just going to go into our last items. And these are a few rounds that are made up of one entry from one person, one entry from another person, usually because there was like a show nobody watched. I didn't want to put it in there, and so on. So this is a mix. So we'll announce who's for what. For Tara from Miles Gordon, we have Hollywood Game Night Games.
Okay.
Clue Boom. Mm-hmm. Little Picasso's Song Sung Wrong.
Oh, those are, there's two very bad ones. I'm going to marry Clue Boom. That's by far the best one. That's one of the speed rounds where you're pulling clues out of a bowl and hoping that the other player is holding the bowl when it randomly explodes. It's essentially
perfection.
Celebrity meets hot potatoes. So marry Clue Boom. As much as I hate Song Sung Wrong, I gotta kill Little Picasso's, which is where kids make pictures of celebrities and then you have to guess who they are. And it's very dumb. Yeah, it's really dumb and contrived and also impossible to play because for obvious reasons. So I guess that means I'm fucking Song Sung Wrong and just trying to ignore it when it sings at me.
During the whole event.
Yeah. For Nick, we have Gilmore Girls Girls from Dan Casino. And girls are Babette, Paris, and Rory.
We've established that Rory's no picnic in a lot of ways, but Babette is just exhausting from the moment. So I'm sorry, Babette. We got to kill you. You can join your cat. Deep cut on that one, I know. But, Yeah, I mean, God, I do not want to marry Rory under any circumstances. Marry Paris and fuck Rory, and hope that no one comes for me after I fuck Rory, because God knows she makes some bad choices. All right, Sarah, again from Dan Casino, people from the challenge.
Jesus!
And so, this is just going to be me reading words that don't mean anything to me.
That I looked at the names and I think they're from the challenge, but since that family tree of shows is crazy, you may have to reinterpret.
Okay.
All right. You've got Johnny Bananas, Kenny Santucci, and Wes Bergman.
Oh God.
Sarah, be grateful, because if I were able to submit to this, it would be Teen Mom Dads, and that's an even worse deck.
Oh God. Next time. Kenny's got to go. Johnny's, he makes a lot of money.
I was going to say, he's a winner. He is a winner.
Yes. He's taking a lot of steroids and his head is turning into an Easter Island statue.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Don't want to besmirch the good name of Easter Island.
Just they're all like clanking together to file a class action. I guess I'll marry him and then try to get his money and fuck Wes, which I actually wouldn't mind doing because I like a fetal alcohol looking ginger. Allegedly.
Wow.
Okay. Let's force our gorges back down for the latest entry from Dan Cassino for David T. Cole, Star Wars Holiday Special Wookiees.
Oh boy.
What will it be, Dave? Lumpy, itchy, Mala, or death?
I bet my Wookiee.
Oh wait, death is not an option. Lumpy, itchy, or Mala.
Okay. Again, this is a underage trap that I have to be careful of. Lumpy is Chewbacca's son, who is definitely like 5 or 6 tops based on the toys he played with. So maybe 8 or 9, actually, because in the Star Wars Holiday Special, from which this is all done, he also plays with like the equivalent of a Radio Shack electronics set. So maybe he's up to 10 or something like that.
You don't know what the laws are on that planet.
Problematic. Problematic. Now, Wookiees are also like really long lived, right? So like Chewbacca's 200 or so. Even if Lumpy's 30, you know, he's still too young by Wookiee standards. So we have to kill Lumpy to get him off the board, which puts us in the really weird position of dealing with Itchy. Now, if you don't know the holiday special, Itchy is Chewbacca's dad. Itchy is a fucking porn-watching Wookiee pervert who probably is scratching his balls every time the camera goes off him. I don't want to marry him, but oh my God, I don't want to fuck him either. He also looks like he smells like a Peter Jackson cigarettes too, so.
I mean, you know what you're asking for, fucking someone named Itchy.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Right?
Great
just
point.
Unappetizing.
But keeps on giving.
Boy, I mean, this is one of those things where you're just going to have to like close your eyes and just get it over with. Fuck Itchy, Grandpa Wookiee, and marry Mala. I mean, she's Chewie's wife. She seems to be able to cook a good meal with the help of Gormanda, the galactic chef. Stir, 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 stir. So I guess that's it. Kill Lumpy. Fuck Itchy. Ugh. And marry Mala. That was terrible. I don't
that was
like
brutal.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Second last set. For Tara from Allison B. from New Hampshire.
Okay.
She's giving you Friends' moms.
Oh, okay.
Rachel's mom, Monica and Ross's mom, or Chandler's mom.
Okay, well, those are Marlo Thomas, Christina Pickles, and Morgan Fairchild. I'm going to... I'm going to fuck Rachel's mom because she has like a later in life kind of, you know, chance at reinventing herself after getting divorced in, you know, middle age. So she's going to be up for new experiences and that's exciting for everybody. I can't marry Chandler's mom because she is not so much with the fidelity. She's a romance novelist. So I'm going to kill Chandler's mom. And I guess marry Monica and Ross's mom, even though she's very judgmental and critical. So she might also end up dead, or I may. That'll be an exciting later chapter of this story. So that was a tough one, but I like it. For Nick, we have law enforcement from Radish Cake. Burt Macklin, FBI, a.k.a. Andy Dwyer. Chuck Finley, a.k.a. Sam Axe, that's from Burn Notice, the Bruce Campbell character.
Yeah. Okay.
And Lucifer, a.k.a. the devil from Lucifer.
I'm not familiar with Lucifer at all. Burn Notice could have been a couple of episodes in that category of shows that were recommended, but I just did not get into. Mm-hmm.
Nick, Lucifer is the devil. Just to fill you in.
Lucifer is the devil. So, yeah.
But now he lives in L.A. and he solves crime in a procedural.
Okay.
Yes. based on the Neil Gaiman story.
Of course.
In brackets, not really. Why did they do this? Editorial over.
All right. Well, Mary Burt Macklin, FBI. I can't really see him. And it's like every time I see Chris, why am I blanking on his last name, Chris Pratt, in anything else where he's trying to play serious, I can only see him as Burt Macklin, FBI, like playing that, like in Jurassic Park, I see him as Andy Dwyer playing a character in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I still love him, so I'm going to marry him. Yeah. Kill Sam X. Is that Bruce Campbell's character?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, same on Bruce Campbell. It's like, I know everybody loves him, but whatever. Fuck Lucifer, because who gets a shot at that?
I think your marriage choice is great, because as part of that package, you get April throwing some serious shade at your wedding. So.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Super.
She can make all the toasts and everything. Yeah. It'll be great. All right. Sarah, from Sean and Tim, we have iterations of Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks as a 90s model, Tyra Banks as the host of Top Model, and Tyra Banks as the host of her own talk show.
Wow.
I'm going to kill the talk show host, because we already have one Oprah. Mm.
One Wendy.
Yeah. I'm going to marry the model, because she made a very nice living. And she supported her mom, who will, I guess, live with us. And that seems cozy. And I'm going to fuck not just any old America's Next Top Model host, but the Hellcat who screamed at Tiffany, because everybody knows crazy fucks like nobody else. So that's my
choice. We were all rooting for her.
I was just going to say, as you're fucking her, we're all rooting for you.
Same here. Dave. TV Cars from John Saltzman.
Okay.
Magnum's Ferrari, the A-Team van, and Kit.
Technical question for you, Sarah D. Bunting, mega Knight Rider fan. Does Kit have an exhaust pipe?
Is that for entry or exit? I don't know.
No, we have seen it.
First one, then the other. Okay. In that case, if A-Team and the Ferrari from Magnum are on the board, I got to kill Kit.
Yeah. Also, he's annoying.
And he's like always nagging, right? Questions. Should I turn on the thermal imaging, Michael? Blah, blah, blah.
No. Do you want pursuit mode? No.
So we'll kill Kit for his constant nagging.
Message received.
Therefore, we now have the Ferrari and the A-Team. And I think this choice is actually really easy. Obviously, you fuck the Ferrari. Mm. And you marry the A-Team van. Roomy, spacious, room for kids.
Shaggin' wagon.
Comes with BA, the driver, who will protect you and your family. And all you have to do is deal with the odd Mexican warlord trying to oppress the people of the small one church Mexican village.
In the Universal backlot.
Yes. That was pretty easy, actually. All right. Here we go. Our last round comes from Don Ames. It is for Tara. TV Monsters. April's mom from Gilmore Girls, late series Brandon Walsh from Beverly Hills, the creators of How I Met Your Mother circa season 9.
Oh, boy.
Nice. Wow.
That's harsh.
April's mom, it wasn't her fault, is my recollection. Like, she got thrown into a bad situation. So, you know what? She deserves a break today. I'm going to marry April's mom. Take that. I can't possibly fuck Brandon Walsh. You know he's terrible. You know he's not good at it. I mean, the hair alone. So I gotta kill Brandon Walsh. And I guess that means I'm gonna fuck the creators of How I Met Your Mother on the basis of crazy. Crazy's good at sex.
Yeah.
Because they had some very crazy ideas.
Your marriage will last as long as that wedding did in season 9.
Well, I was going to say, that season was like a day that took place over 22 episodes. So if that's what you're getting into.
Still better than Brandon.
I stand by my choices.
Yeah.
Nick has a much easier time with this selection from Megan Powell. Happy endings characters.
Oh, great.
Dave, Max, Brad.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
All right. Well, marry Brad, of course.
Of course.
Sure.
And then Max and Dave, both are pretty annoying in their own ways. So which one do I want to get rid of? I don't want to hurt Penny by killing Max. So I'm going to kill Dave and and fuck Max.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, couldn't go any other way, I think.
Yep.
All right, Sarah. Finally, we have from at Rad Judy Garland, Muppets.
Oh, Christ.
All Muppets are 60 years old minimum, just so you know.
These are all Muppets with Z's in their name, which is interesting. Rizzo the Rat, Gonzo, and Fozzie Bear. Waka waka waka.
Oh boy.
Away from this sexual encounter.
All right, I'm going to kill Rizzo. I just got that reference now, today, at the age of 45.
Me too. Cool. Oh, just reading it, I finally got it, yeah.
We are slow with, like, imaginary characters that wear part of an outfit and not the pants. I really can't. However, Fozzie's annoying, but Fozzie is like closer to regulation size.
And Fozzie's sweet.
Yes. And Fozzie does have cute little neckties. I would prefer it if he paired them with trousers, but you can't have everything. So I'm going to marry Fozzie, and then I'm just going to try to get through it. Gonzo. I mean, I guess the nose could have some things to recommend it.
Listen, he brings chickens to the table, and that's something you have in common.
That's true.
Is it?
But then if he introduces chickens into the, like, that I'm trying to be a throuple with Camilla, but then we're just fucking, so I don't have to deal with that. It's not like relationshipy.
No.
Yeah, but that's a good way to get, like, you know, those flus that start in.
Right. In Asia. Act one of contagion.
This is an outbreak situation.
Then I'm just killing us all. All right. So, yes, marrying Fozzie, fucking Gonzo, killing Ratso Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Here we are. At the end of the line, Dave gets a really good one from at Rad Judy Garland. Ladies of Killing Eve.
Oh, boy.
Eve Pilastri.
Yep.
Villanelle. Carolyn Martins.
All right, I'm going to be really selfish with this one just to end it off. Fuck Villanelle.
Yeah.
Marry Eve.
Of course.
And kill Carolyn, who is, if that doesn't jog your brain, that's the older lady who runs the office.
There's no other way to do this one.
Well,
no,
I could. No. I could bend over and go in knots, but I'm just going to be, this is my last one. So I'm just going to be totally selfish. That lead, the Villanelle, she's one weird, freaky looking chick. I love her. And Eve, good wife. And Carolyn, you know, of those three, she's lived the longest life, so I think just, you know, on a pragmatic level, she would be like, yeah, fine, kill me.
She's also a little bit evil, at least a little.
Well, she's not Eve or Villanelle. Life is tough.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. Yep.
All right, guys, that is it for this episode of Marry, Fuck, Kill, Extra Hot, Great. Thank you so much for all your entries. Special thanks to thank you to the people at EHG Assist for their 11th hour help in getting this list up to code. And that's it. I don't have anything else for this. So let us.
We're listening.
I am David T. Cole. And on behalf of Sicko Tar Ariano.
Faster, pussycat. Kill, kill.
Chicken fucker. Sarah D. Bunting.
Extra, extra.
And Airbnb magnate, Nick Reinwell Jones.
If you need me, I'll be fucking a high-speed train.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next year on Extra.
Yeah.
Fuck, great.
Yay.
FMK. Who's gonna rock ya?